So I had a situation this week. More, my wife had a situation, but we had a son. We have a son who had a doctor's appointment. He had to get some shots, and just getting the appointment took a lot of time. There was a whole, my wife was like on the phone back and forth with them. This doesn't work. That doesn't work. They called back. This appointment is not working out. Finally, they arranged it, and so my wife was going to take my son for the doctor's appointment, and that meant that I was going to be home with I was being like fully on by myself with the rest of the kids for bedtime, and it was a whole ordeal. It was a lot, the whole thing. Guys, I was late because of that. Okay, and just it was very very it was challenging to navigate the whole thing. Calling my wife, what's going on? My 1-year-old hears a voice note from my wife, and hears her voice and starts crying because she's not there. And then he's crying the whole entire time, trying to get the others to listen. And I'm calling my wife, what's going on? You've been there for 45 minutes. She says, we've been here 45 minutes. We have not seen the doctor yet. And we're just here for shots. And they just found out that we're only here for shots. And said, okay, they could see us now. So the doctor's coming in. And then I get a call from my wife that the doctor came, and she said, oh, he doesn't need shots. He already has them. He already got the shots. Everything's fine. So we, my wife, is a tzaddikess, and she said, okay, thank you very much. And she came home and helped get the 1-year-old to sleep. And we figured it out. And needless to say, we're considering switching practices. But that's that whole ordeal. It was just, there was a lot of effort and a lot of stress that went into the whole situation. But the saddest part is that it was all for nothing.
How many kids were there, though, you had to watch?
30. Enough that all my hands are full, but the point is that there was so much effort and so much stress and back and forth and this and that and pressure, and it was all for the purpose of nothing. Like at least if we would have gotten him the shots, and it was for nothing. And sounds a lot like something that. Chas v'shalom. No, it's thank God. And my wife noted that. She said, Baruch Hashem, the doctor caught that. And very good. Right. No, Baruch Hashem, we were so happy we caught it. But just that idea that so much effort, but you didn't need to do any of it in the first place. We could have avoided everything because we didn't even need those shots in the first place. And that's something that I think we see a little bit in something that takes place in this week's Parsha. We know that Avram and Sarah are promised a son, a nation that's going to be built from Avram and Sarah, and it just doesn't seem like it's happening. Avram and Sarah, Sarah says, "I'm barren. There's no way this is going to work," and she gives a suggestion. You know what? I'm going to take one for the team, and say, "You can marry my maidservant Hagar, and you're going to have a child with Hagar." And through that, I'll be built up. The simple understanding is that, you know, that child, I'll help raise it, and it'll be from you and building the nation from that child. Now, if only Avram and Sarah would have been patient enough to wait one more week to the next week's Parsha, they would have known that they're actually having their own son, Yitzchak. Spoiler alert, next week, Yitzchak is going to be born. They're going to have their own son, Yitzchak. And if they would have just waited one week to the next week's Parsha, they would have known that would be... So,
what was the difference between
Yishmael and Yitzhak? Well, Yishmael is, so what happens from Yishmael, the baby born from Hagar, first of all, through that marriage, so there's a lot of strife between Sarah and Hagar. Hagar does not act the way as Sarah would have hoped, and there is a lot of trouble there.
Sarah.
Yeah. So it was very challenging, and then from then on, also Yishmael ends up not interacting nicely with Yitzchak, so much so that they're instructed to send Yishmael out of the home. It's a lot, and of course at the we've had a lot of trouble at the hands of the descendants of Yishmael for generations. Very recently on Simchas Torah and. Throughout the millennia, so there's a lot of trouble that came about because Yishmael was brought into the picture. But the saddest part is that Yishmael didn't have to be part of the picture. really, that didn't need to be part of the story, because Yitzhak was going to be the son. Avram did not need a son from Hagar, because he could have had a son with Sarah. That was going to happen eventually. So how did this happen? Why did this happen? And then you could just say, okay, you know what? What could Sarah and Avram do? Sarah and Avram, they took their best guess. They said, listen, we're not having a child, you know, naturally, the two of us together. So Sarah said, let's try something else to work it out. So you could just say that, you know, humans do something and make choices and decisions sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't work out. You know, it works out not so well. But you can't say that. Because Chazal tell us, quoted by Rashi, that when Avram wasn't sure if he should listen to Sarah or not, it says he listened to her kol, her voice. And Chazal say it wasn't just her voice, that it was the Ruach HaKodesh Sheba, that there was divine inspiration, meaning Sarah's idea, Sarah's suggestion for Avraham to marry Hagar was not just her own idea, it was divinely inspired. God planted the seed in her head to make her say to Avram that he should marry Hagar, which would lead to the birth of Yishmael and everything that comes out of that. So Hashem arranged it. It's not Sarah made a mistake. Hashem arranged it to be part of the plan that Yishmael should be born. But why should that be? That's the pointless doctor's visit that you don't need. We didn't need that son to be born. Avram and Sarah were going to have their own son, Yitzchak. Why did Hashem arrange for Yishmael to be born? And I think that the answer to this, at least part of the answer to this question, is that it's part of a much greater story of Avram's ordeal and Avram's challenges and Avram's tests. Avram is instructed this week, Lech Lecha Me'artzcha, go leave your land, your hometown. Your father says, leave everything that you know and go until the land that I tell you to go to. I will tell you when to stop. Start going, and I'll tell you when to stop. Avram doesn't know where he's going. He finally gets to Canaan, where he realizes that's the destination, until when he gets there, there's a famine. So he has to leave. So he goes down to Egypt, until he's pushed out of Egypt and goes back to Israel. Avram is told, so you're going to get a land, but he's not sure what this land is. He's also told he's going to get children. But it doesn't seem like he's getting children. He's already in his 70s. He's not having children. His wife is in her 60s. They're not having children. Doesn't look like it. So he's probably thinking, okay, at least I have my nephew Lot. He's probably going to inherit me. And then what happens? He and Lot split up. Okay, so maybe not. Next week's parsha, at least I have a son now. I have a son, Yishmael. He's my son. And he lives his life. Okay, Yishmael is my son. He's my heir. He's going to carry on my mission, my legacy. And then Hashem says, oh, you're going to have another son. Oh, okay. So I guess maybe not Yishmael. Maybe Yitzhak will be. Okay, maybe both. And then what ends up happening? In next week's parsha, Yishmael is sent away. So he says, oh, okay, I guess just Yitzhak. Yitzhak is my son. He's the one who's going to carry on my legacy. And then Hashem says, okay, now that you have one son left, I want you to take him and bring him up as a sacrifice. What? The plan. What about the plan? Didn't we have a plan? I was going to have a child. I was going to have a legacy, pass it on, generations. And every single time that Avram thinks he knows the plan and he's ready to settle on this heir and that heir and this plan and that, and everything changes, right? When he thinks that he has the answers, Hashem changes the questions and all of a sudden he's bouncing here and there. And that exact plan, that I think is the message of the introductory words, you're going to go El Aretz Asher Areka. To the land that I will show you. I'm not naming it. I'm not telling you the answer. I'm not telling you the plan. I'm not telling you the destination. The destination is the journey. The destination is following every instruction I give you step by step with emuna, with faith that I have a master plan. And just because I haven't revealed every piece of it to you doesn't mean it's not there. So you're going to, I want it, says Hashem, to be part of the plan. Part of the design is that you don't know what's going on. That you think maybe it's Lot, maybe it's Yishmael, maybe it's Yitzhak. I wanted it to be confusing, that there's another wife in the mix and another son in the mix and another plot twist here and a monkey wrench there. I want you to think that because El Aretz Asher Areka means that you're going to follow me every step of the way with emuna no matter what. No matter what you think your human mind is capable of thinking, whatever plan you think. So I have something much more great, much more godly in mind. And even when Hashem tells him the test of sacrificing Yitzhak at the Akedah, sacrifice. So he doesn't tell him which mountain. He says, go to the mountain that I will tell you about. Go to the mountain that I'm going to tell you about. What does that mean? He has to go out to a mountain range and then try to look around and see which mountain is God referring to. That is what it means to be Avram, and then really for us to be the people of Avram. And a lot of times we have questions. We have a lot of questions, and we think things are starting to make sense. We see the world, everything in the world fitting into place, and then all of a sudden there's a monkey wrench, and there's something that we did not expect, and it's a plot twist, and it's not what we thought. Well, no, God, isn't this your plan? Didn't you want this for the Jewish people? Didn't you want this for me in my personal life and for my family? Didn't you want this for me in my community? Didn't you want this? Doesn't this make sense? That's all our mind and in our head, but that's not the destination God told us. El Arz HaShe'areka. It's following every step of the way with emunah. That is the test of Avraham, and that is our test as well. So no matter what situation we find ourselves in, sometimes very, very challenging. Challenging as the tests of Avraham, and sometimes it seems like even more so. But we have to follow Avraham as well in this. To every step of the way with emunah, every step of the way with faith, that the master plan is incredible. And we may not understand it, but the master plan is beautiful, incredible, and we should be zocha to see the revelation of what the master plan is, the beautiful master plan that Hashem has in store for us. We should be zocha to that, and b'sarav sovos, and shuvos, and nechamos.